Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're tackling something really fundamental, I think. How do we maintain healthy movement, strong joints, for life?
That's a big question.
It really is.
Yeah.
Our guide for this is the book Mobility for Life, and it introduces these fascinating principles from something called Avida Yoga. We're going to dig into why maybe just focusing on our muscles the way we often do might be missing a really crucial piece of the puzzle for long-term joint health.
Yeah.
Think of this as your shortcut, hopefully, to understanding a potentially quite different approach to staying agile and, well, independent.
And what's really striking about Mobility for Life, I found, is that it's not just theory. It's very much rooted in, people's actual experiences practicing Avida Yoga.
Real results.
Real results, yeah, and the feedback they've shared. And while it definitely has roots in yoga tradition, Avida has a very specific idea about why you practice.
Okay.
It's really prioritizing healing and finding sort of inner peace. That's the main driver.
Which is different.
It is different, yeah, than maybe just striving for like impressive physical shapes or poses. And it's important to remember, the book says this too, this is informational. Always best to check with your doctor before changing up your health routine.
Absolutely. Good point. So for you, our listener, if you're looking to grasp key ideas quickly, thoroughly, and you like those aha moments without feeling totally overwhelmed, this deep dive, well, we've designed it to give you a clear, insightful look at what could be a really revolutionary way to think about mobility and well-being long-term.
Sounds good.
Okay, let's jump right in. The book kicks off by questioning something we often just accept, right? Focusing only on muscles when it's our joints that are actually aching.
Exactly. And the core idea that jumps out is this: we get joint replacements, not muscle replacements. Huh. Never thought of it quite like that.
Right. Think about it. When a joint hurts, the usual advice is, strengthen or stretch the muscles around it.
Standard physio advice. Often, yeah. But Avida suggests we need to shift our focus directly onto the joints themselves. The whole goal is to wake up the joint's own ability to heal through really thoughtful, sustainable movements, and this is key, through compression.
Compression. Okay, that immediately sounds a bit counterintuitive if you're feeling stiff or sore, doesn't it?
It can, yeah.
Now, Avida Yoga apparently has some core principles guiding this. The first one you mentioned is purpose over poses. What's the real takeaway there?
Yeah, the key idea is that the physical shapes you make, aren't about hitting some perfect-looking pose.
Right.
They're tools to help you find and resolve restrictions, things blocking your mobility.
Ah, okay.
The aim is restoring health to the joints, even encouraging stronger bones. It's described as an inside job,
Inside job.
meaning what you feel, what you experience internally, that's way more important than how it looks from the outside.
So forget the Instagram yoga shot. It's about tuning into what's actually happening inside as you move. That makes a lot of sense, actually.
It does, yeah.
The second principle, mobility versus flexibility. How are those different here?
This is a really critical distinction the book makes. Mobility, it emphasizes, is fundamentally about the health and the range of motion within the joints.
Okay, in the joint itself.
In the joint itself. Flexibility, on the other hand, that's more about how pliable your muscles and other soft tissues are. And that can vary a lot between people, body types.
Sure.
In Avida, the focus is squarely on joint mobility. And what's fascinating is the idea that steady, consistent that pressure we mentioned, that's what really benefits the joints and bones, maybe more than stretching in the way we usually think about it.
Right, like passive stretching.
Exactly. The movements in Avida are designed specifically to deliver this kind of therapeutic compression to the joints.
Okay, so focus shifts from pulling and lengthening muscles to applying pressure carefully to the joints. Interesting.
It is.
The next principle is tackling something called the primary pattern. What exactly is that pattern?
Well, if you think about how our bodies often change over time, the book describes this very common pattern. It often develops with age. And just, gravity working on us constantly.
Right.
It often means the front of the body gets a bit shorter, maybe ankles stiffen up, knees might drift inward, upper back tends to round forward a bit. Sound familiar?
Yeah, depressingly familiar for some of us.
Well, the critical point is, if our normal exercise routines happen mainly within that existing
We're
pattern,
just reinforcing
we
it.
could be, yeah, inadvertently making it stronger. Avida's goal is to really pinpoint and target those unhealthy restrictions, those often unconscious habits that feed into this pattern.
So we might be moving a lot, but not actually fixing the underlying limits.
Wow. Okay. The final core principle is peace as the primary goal. Now, in a chat about physical movement, that sounds almost philosophical. What's the link?
It's a great question. You know, why are we moving?
Yeah.
The book suggests that when we approach Avida with the core intention of cultivating a sense of peaceful presence,
we often see better and sometimes faster physical results, better mobility.
Really?
The idea is that the mind links peace with healing. So by prioritizing that inner calm as we engage with our joints, we kind of allow the body's natural healing to work more effectively. It's about letting go of that constant striving for a better body based on some outside idea and just finding peace right now.
That's a really powerful shift in thinking. Now, the book also says, look, just going about your daily life, your usual activities, might not be enough to keep joints healthy and mobile.
Precisely. Our everyday movements, you know, walking, chores, even some exercise, often happen inside that primary pattern we just talked about.
Yeah.
So we might be finding clever ways to move around the stiffness, around the restrictions in our joints, without actually resolving them.
Sneaky compensations.
Exactly. So while movement is obviously vital, it doesn't automatically mean better mobility where we really need it.
Okay. And what about pain? Our instinct is just avoid it, right? What's Avida's take on what pain is telling us?
Yeah, the book sort of reframes pain. It's not the enemy to be silenced, but more like a valuable messenger.
A messenger.
It's a signal guiding us towards the root of the problem. And that root is often in and around the joints, maybe held in connective tissue, linked to the nervous system.
Mm.
The issue, Avida suggests, is we often try to just sidestep the pain with temporary fixes, maybe painkillers, or even think about surgery without addressing that fundamental cause first.
That makes sense. So trying too hard to avoid the message might stop us fixing the real issue. The book also talks about the pitfalls of protection. I guess that means things like always wearing a brace or support.
Exactly that, yeah. While supports or limiting movement can definitely be helpful right after an injury during rehab,
sure.
The book argues that relying on them long-term can actually end up restricting our mobility. It really comes down to that use it or lose it idea.
Oh, yeah.
Gentle mindful engagement is what keeps joints healthy rather than constant bracing or just avoiding movement altogether.
So we need to engage, but how do we know what's helpful versus harmful engagement? That brings us to feedback from our own bodies.
This is absolutely central to Avida practice. The book really stresses how critical it is to pay attention to sensations, the feedback we get from our body during movement, and crucially, doing it without judgment.
Without judging. Yeah. That's hard sometimes.
It is. But this act of reflective listening is a key part of the practice. It helps guide us towards helpful changes rather than trying to force our body into some shape. It's about kind of befriending the feedback.
Befriending the feedback. I like that. And this feedback isn't always instant, is it? Sometimes it takes a while.
That's a really crucial point the book makes. Sometimes the effects, the benefits, or even just the sensations from an Avida session might not show up until maybe 24 hours later.
Wow.
So it means you need to pay attention not just right after, but the next day too. And try not to immediately label it good or bad.
Requires some patience then, and trusting the process. Now, sometimes when you try a new way of moving, there might be some initial discomfort. How does Avida view that? Is that bad?
Well, the book suggests that some initial discomfort in these Avida shapes can actually be a positive sign.
Really?
Yeah, it might mean that reorganization and healing are happening, but, and this is vital, you have to learn to tell the difference between that kind of healing discomfort and actual harmful pain.
How do you tell?
The key indicator, the book says, that you're engaging correctly isn't perfect alignment. It's whether you feel a sense of inner peace while you're in the shape.
Peace of mind.
Yeah, if the discomfort disrupts that peace, you're probably pushing too hard or something's not right for you in that moment.
Peace is the guide again. That's a really interesting gauge.
Yeah.
The book also mentions how our bodies compensate for stiffness.
Yes, this is such an insightful point. Our brains are incredibly good at finding the most efficient way to move us around any stiffness or restriction we have.
Workarounds.
Exactly. And over time, these compensation patterns get locked in. They contribute to what we often just call aging and that feeling of losing free movement. Avida aims to get at the underlying rigidity, not just let the body keep compensating.
So tackling the root cause of the limitation, not just how our body cleverly adapted to it.
Got it. Now, we all hear strong muscles are important, but according to this book, is that the be-all and end-all for long-term mobility and joint health?
The book is quite clear. Strong muscles are valuable, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not the only factor for long-term mobility and healthy joints.
Okay.
Avida's goals go beyond just building muscle strength. It's aiming for a more comprehensive kind of strength that includes healthy, resilient joints and bones, too.
Right, a more holistic picture. And the main focus for this seems to be our synovial joints. What's so special about them?
What's fascinating, the body has around 360 synovial joints.
Mm-hmm.
Most are in our limbs.
These are the joints that allow for that wide range of motion we need for daily life. Avida Yoga specifically targets these, aiming to boost their health and mobility through sequences of movements. Mm-hmm. The book points out that ball and socket joints, like our hips and shoulders, they're particularly prone to things like arthritis, partly because they have such a wide potential range of motion, and we tend to lose that range as we get older or less active.
So keeping those synovial joints working well is crucial for staying mobile. And how do our bones and joints actually stay healthy? The book mentions remodeling.
Yes, bone remodeling. It's this constant, ongoing process. All bone tissue gets broken down. New bone tissue gets built. It keeps our bones strong and structured.
Okay.
You have osteoblasts. They're the builders making new bone. And osteoclasts, they break down the old or damaged stuff.
Right.
And pressure, physical pressure, plays a really big role in signaling this whole process.
Yeah.
There are also osteocytes, kind of like managers, sensing stress and directing the remodeling.
And what about the fluid inside the joints, synovial fluid?
Oh, absolutely essential. It's that clear, sort of viscous fluid inside the joint capsule made by the synovial membrane.
Like oil in an engine.
That's a perfect analogy. It lubricates the joint surfaces, cuts down friction, lets things move smoothly. Plus, it delivers nutrients to the cartilage, absorbs shock, and even helps with immune function in the joint.
Wow, busy stuff.
It really is. And keeping that fluid healthy, having the right amount, which the book emphasizes is influenced by movement, active or passive, is critical for the joint's overall health.
So moving the right way keeps the engine oil flowing and the joints happy. Now, the book mentions specific conditions like arthritis and fibromyalgia. How might Avida help there?
What's encouraging is the suggestion that Avida's techniques, that compression and release action in the joints, can be helpful for managing symptoms of both osteoarthritis, OA, and rheumatoid arthritis, RA. The book suggests potentially quite significant benefits for OA by helping unwind those compensation patterns we talked about.
Ah, right.
For fibromyalgia, with its widespread pain, Avida is presented more as a valuable relaxation technique. It can help reduce stress, which is often a trigger for fibromyalgia symptoms.
So potential benefits, approach carefully.
Yeah.
That offers some hope. What about genetics? Are we just stuck with the joints we inherited?
Well, while we definitely have natural variations in our joint structures, the book really emphasizes that our movement habits or lack of them have a much bigger impact on the long-term health of our joint surfaces and our range of motion.
So lifestyle trumps genes to some extent.
To a significant extent, it seems. The ability to move joints through their full potential range is vital. It suggests we have more control, more agency over our joint health than maybe we think.
That is empowering. Now, for someone maybe considering joint replacement surgery, what does mobility for life suggest?
It really advocates for a thoughtful process. Before jumping to surgery, it suggests really understanding your own movement patterns, your limitations.
Doing your homework.
Exactly. And exploring Avida beforehand, they call it prehab, might help prepare the body if surgery is needed. But in some cases, it might even change the perceived need for it.
Interesting.
And it also points out, importantly, that artificial joints give different sensory feedback than natural bone. That's worth considering.
So understand your body, explore options fully. Makes sense. The book also stresses how interconnected our spine is.
Oh, hugely important. Stiffness in one area, say the lower back, the lumbar spine, often leads to compensation and extra stress elsewhere, like the upper back, thoracic, or the neck, cervical spine.
It all shifts around.
It does. And Avida aims to address these linked structural and functional patterns along the whole spine.
It really is all connected, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, bone density, big concern as we age, osteoporosis fears. How does Avida tackle keeping bones strong?
The book reminds us bones need gravity and pressure to stay dense. And yes, density tends to decrease with age, but immobility makes that loss happen much faster. So Avida, by promoting mobility and healthy joints, indirectly helps support stronger bones. And interestingly, unlike some meds that might just stop bone breakdown, Avida's approach works with the body's natural remodeling, involving both the bone builders, osteoblasts, and the resorbers, osteoclasts, in a balanced way.
A more natural, holistic support for bone health. Now, we've talked joints, bones, but what about muscles?
Yeah.
We're obsessed with muscles, aren't we? The book has a whole section on this.
It does, and it's really insightful. It suggests our society's intense focus on muscle size, strength, appearance.
Yeah, the gym culture.
Exactly. It can sometimes overshadow or even hinder healthy joint function. Muscles are vital for movement, obviously, but the book points out they're relatively superficial compared to the skeleton. Over-focusing on muscles and maybe traditional stretching might not address the deeper needs of the joints. The book even argues muscles don't really stretch like we think. They contract and extend. And muscle tightness is complex, not always best fixed by just pulling on it.
So stretching isn't the magic bullet for tightness?
Not necessarily. In Avida, muscles are used more strategically as levers to target the bones and joints effectively.
That's a really different perspective on muscles. And instead of stretching, the book talks about pandiculation. What on earth is that?
Pandiculation, yeah, it sounds technical, but it's described as that full body contraction followed by a complete release. You see animals do it instinctively, especially after resting.
Oh, like when a cat stretches after a nap.
Exactly like that. Unlike our tendency to isolate and stretch one muscle, pandiculation is thought to reset the nervous system. It might be a more natural, effective way to deal with muscle tightness and improve overall mobility.
Interesting. Maybe we should copy our pets more. Now, posture. We hear so much about good posture, bad posture. What's the Avida take?
It kind of challenges that whole good versus bad posture idea.
Does it?
Yeah. It suggests our posture is more just a reflection and expression of our unique physical and even psychological patterns. Trying to force ourselves into some correct posture can sometimes just create new tension, new holding patterns.
Right. Trying too hard.
Exactly. The ideal posture, according to Avida, is adaptable. It requires the least effort to maintain against gravity. It's about ease, not rigidity.
Ease and adaptability.
Okay.
And how do past experiences, habits, feed into our physical state, those compensation patterns again?
Yes, they come up again. The way we habitually move often stems directly from our life experiences, past injuries, repetitive tasks, even emotional stuff. Our bodies develop these compensations to navigate limitations or discomfort.
Unconsciously.
Often unconsciously, yeah. Bringing those patterns into awareness is the first step. Then mindful movement can start to gently resolve them.
Like becoming a detective of your own movement history.
Yeah.
Even injuries get reframed, don't they? Not just setbacks.
Precisely. Instead of asking, why me? Why this injury? The book suggests asking, what is this for? That shift can lead to deeper understanding, maybe reveal underlying imbalances, and ultimately help healing. Injuries can be chances to slow down, look inward, address root causes, not just rush back to the old routine.
That's a powerful way to look at injury. Now, if someone's interested in trying Avida yoga, the book mentions different levels.
Yes, there's a clear progression. Three main levels: green, orange, and red.
Green, orange, red.
Green is the foundation. It focuses on depth, healing with minimal effort. Most of the core Avida sequences are green. Then orange and red add intensity, but always keeping that focus on healthy joints, strong bones, and a peaceful mind.
So you build up gradually. And what about gear? Do you need lots of special equipment?
Actually, no. It often uses really simple stuff. The book mentions a mat, maybe a bolster, a strap, sometimes blocks or sandbags.
Standard yoga props, mostly?
Pretty much. They're used strategically, though, to help with specific joint compression or give you better feedback.
Simple and accessible.
Good.
And how much practice do you need? Is it hours every day?
Not at all. The book suggests consistent, moderate practice is usually enough. Maybe 2 to 4 hours a week for maintaining joint and bone health.
That sounds manageable.
It is. The emphasis is on willingness, mindful engagement, being guided by that sense of peace, not pushing through pain or doing massive amounts. Less is more is definitely part of the philosophy.
Less is more. A good reminder in our busy world.
Ah!
Now, breathing. Huge in yoga. What's the specific emphasis in Avida?
Avida strongly emphasizes breathing only through the nose, in and out.
Nasal breathing only. Why?
Well, it's described as the natural way to purify, humidify, even fortify the air we breathe. It also helps regulate our breath rhythm and CO2 levels naturally, which is vital for good oxygen exchange and staying calm. Mm-hmm. Mouth breathing, or lots of sighing and yawning, are seen as possible signs of imbalance.
So back to natural nose breathing.
Okay.
And nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
Does the book connect diet to joint health?
Oh, yes, definitely. Diet plays a crucial role. The book recommends cutting back on processed foods, too much sugar, which it flags as potentially inflammatory for joints, and maybe some questionable plant oils. Prioritizing whole, organic, non-GMO foods is encouraged. Gut health is seen as vital too, nourished by whole foods.
Makes sense.
And it briefly mentions intermittent fasting as potentially helpful, giving the digestive system a break.
So it really is a whole body, whole lifestyle approach. Finally, the book mentions knowing your constitution. What's that about?
This is about understanding your natural tendencies. Are you generally more flexible or more stiff?
Okay.
The book gives categories like naturally flexible, naturally stiff, evenly weighted, even asymmetrical. Recognizing where you generally fall helps manage expectations and tailor your practice so it's truly beneficial for your body.
Knowing your starting point, good advice. And it wraps up with namaste, more than just hello or goodbye in this context.
Absolutely. In Avida, namaste is presented as this deep recognition of the shared sort of love and light within ourselves and others. It's about connection, acknowledging our common humanity. That itself is seen as contributing to wholeness and healing.
This has been genuinely enlightening, digging into Avida yoga through mobility for life. Let's quickly recap the big takeaways.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've seen Avida offers this really distinct path to long-term mobility and joint health. It does it by directly engaging the joints with mindful compression.
Right, the compression.
Prioritizing that inner peace as a key driver for physical well-being. Paying really close attention to our body's subtle feedback.
Listening without judgment.
Exactly. And recognizing how important things like breath and nutrition are. It's really about sustainable practices, listening to your body's wisdom to proactively build an agile, pain-free, independent life.
So for you listening, what's a good next step? Maybe explore these Avida concepts a bit more. Think about compression in your own movement. Pay closer attention to your breathing, maybe your diet. Reflect on your posture, your movement habits. The book Mobility for Life, and probably online resources too, can offer more detail and practical steps if this resonates.
And maybe a final thought to leave you with. If our deepest drive is towards ease and well-being, how many of our current habits, even the healthy ones, might actually be reinforcing tension and restriction without us realizing it? Could shifting our main goal from external achievement, like perfect poses or fitness stats, to finding inner peace? Could that actually be the most direct path to lasting physical vitality? Something to ponder.